We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, admirable viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world.
For all Intelsat 10 C-band viewers, starting March 1st, Supreme Master Television will change downlink parameters. To watch Supreme Master Television, please use the following new parameters. Intelsat 10 C-band at 68.5 degrees east. The transponder remains the same at G14C. Frequency 3805.5 MHz. Polarization vertical. Symbol rate 6670. FEC 3/4. Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. Again, this change takes effect starting March 1st, so please tune in to Supreme Master Television using the new Intelsat 10 C-band downlink parameters starting March 1st. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is:
in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band, Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5, and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikon Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Set. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibong and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Horatel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sambur Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, cereal banks aid in bringing food security in Niger. In intercultural news, Spain and Russia agree to display each other's priceless art treasures. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring News Agency of Animal Rights, a Brazilian non-profit founded by vegan journalist Ms. Silvana Andrade. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 28th, is the birthday of acclaimed American actress Ms. Bernadette Peters, born in Ozone Park, New York. Well known for her outstanding performances on stage, television, and in concert, Ms. Peters has earned 2 Tony Awards and a Golden Globe Award for Best Actress, among other accolades. Ms. Peters is the author of the New York Times best-selling children's book, Broadway Barks, as well as Stella is a Star, which feature respectively her 2 adopted rescue dogs, Kramer and Stella. She is also the co-founder of Broadway Barks, an annual charity event held in New York City to promote adoption of animal friends in shelters. Our many thanks, Ms. Bernadette Peters, for enriching the world with your talents and kindness. May you have a fantastic birthday celebrated with loved ones, both human and canine.
Flying news. States of emergency declared as floods sweep Bolivia and Peru. On Tuesday, February 22nd, officials in Peru and Bolivia declared states of emergency in their respective nations after weeks of heavy rains fueled by a persistent La Niña effect caused severe flooding, with 10,000 families affected.
At least 52 people lost their lives in Bolivia over the past 30 days as some of the region's worst flooding swept 6 of the Andean nation's 9 administrative regions. On Thursday morning alone, some 15 homes collapsed in La Paz, where rivers burst their banks, inundating entire communities and agricultural lands and washing away bridges and highways as landslides blocked roads. The government has pledged financial aid for the victims and is working with the United Nations in an attempt to deliver food to flood-affected families. In neighboring Peru, southeastern regions have been badly hit, with 3,610 people rendered homeless and in need of clothes and food in the Ayacucho region. Another 15 bridges were swept away and 7 seriously damaged as roads and infrastructure were also severely affected. Officials in the region of Puno, Arequipa, and Apurimac are also on alert due to heavy rains.
Upon first hearing of the floods in Bolivia and Peru earlier in February, Supreme Master Ching Hai had conveyed her love and prayers as she asked that our nearby association members please consult with local officials to see if any help is required, saying that financial aid is available. She also asked that they go, if possible, to assist the victims most in need.
Our appreciation, Bolivian and Peruvian governments, United Nations, and all other personnel working to ease the disastrous conditions, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted concern. With heaven's grace, may such calamities be alleviated through our efforts toward gentler, eco-conscious lifestyles.
Earthquakes rock Indonesia and Japan. Early on Saturday morning, February 26th, a magnitude 5.0 tremor shook the Muko-Muko Regency of Indonesia's Bengkulu province as it hit 47 kilometers southwest of the region. Before dawn on Sunday, a 5.1 magnitude earthquake hit off the east coast of Honshu Island in Japan, 196 kilometers east of Sendai, followed by a 5.2 magnitude tremor in Ishikawa Prefecture. The tremors fortunately did not result in any injuries or damage, nor did they pose a tsunami threat. Thank heaven for the safety of those in the quake-stricken regions. May such potential disasters as these be averted through our earth-conscious lifestyles that help ensure planetary stability.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
A As various media report on protests being quickly quelled by police in Chinese cities such as Beijing, Premier Wen Jiabao addresses citizens' concerns via an online chat, highlighting development plans that include raising salaries and lowering taxes for middle and low-income groups, as well as improving benefits for rural residents and implementing government reforms to end corruption.
Returning to Bahrain from self-imposed exile, prominent Shiite political leader Hassan Mushama highlights the need for democratic reforms leading to a constitutional monarchy, as he also emphasizes the importance of fellow citizens continuing their peaceful protests to ensure that these goals are met.
The ruling military council of Egypt's interim government proposes constitutional amendments to be voted by the public in March that include limiting the president to 2 4-year terms, or a maximum of 8 years in office.
During an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council, members unanimously agreed to Libyan sanctions, including a ban on arms entering the country, an asset freeze, and travel bans for key members of the government and Gaddafi family, as well as the launch of an international war crimes investigation. Meanwhile, other countries continue evacuating their citizens via ship and plane, including Algeria, UK, Germany, India, South Africa, Kenya, Bangladesh, Brazil, Portugal, and OLAC, or Vietnam. As an estimated 100,000 migrant workers also cross on foot into neighboring Egypt and Tunisia, a humanitarian emergency has arisen, with thousands stranded due to Libyan customs officers having left Tunisian checkpoints. Meanwhile, in the city of Benghazi, an interim government for all of Libya is being set up, led by former Justice Minister Mustafa Mohamed Abdel Jalil, with plans for free and fair elections within 3 months.
Following several deaths during protests by the Tunisian people, Prime Minister Mohamed Ghannouchi steps down, with interim President Fouad Mebazi later appointing the country's new prime minister, Beji Said Essessi, to the position.
Various media reports on demonstrations in Oman, with 2 people killed as some 2,000 protesters march in the city of Sohar, calling for political reforms and improved living conditions that include better job opportunities and pay.
Government officials continue stepping down in support of Libyan citizens. Commander of the Military Special Operations Forces, General Abdul Salam Mahmoud Al-Hassi, is the latest high-profile official to resign his position, calling upon other soldiers to join the protesters and protect fellow citizens, while Libya's ambassador to Somalia, Issa Ashour, similarly resigned in support of the Libyan people.
2 chartered Greek ships have brought some 3,000 stranded Chinese nationals from Benghazi to Greece, while another 2 from Malta were chartered by the Chinese embassy to rescue another 3,000 in other locations, with 16,000 Chinese citizens evacuated from Libya as of Saturday afternoon. To aid in updating news from the country, Al Jazeera has broadcast 3 phone numbers for Google's recently launched Speak to Tweet initiative. Libyans can call and leave a voice message, which is immediately translated into English, French, and Spanish, and sent out via Twitter. The telephone numbers are +165-041-94196, +390-662-207-294, and +442-033-184514.
3 people were killed in Tunisian protests Saturday and 9 more injured. Further demonstrations were held in Bahrain, Algeria, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Croatia. Following the deaths of 4 more Yemeni demonstrators, leaders of Yemen's Hashid tribe said they were leaving their government posts to support the protesters and were joined by tens of thousands of Hashid and Bakil tribal members.
As we sorrow for the lives lost, may heaven bless the people of all nations as we pray that the conflict cease and all citizens may live in freedom, security, and peace.
Ireland's Fine Gael party triumphs in elections, with voter turnout for elections on Friday, February 25th, being more than 70%, the Fine Gael party has won the highest number of votes, with party leader Enda Kenny appearing set to be the country's next prime minister. To secure a majority of parliamentary seats, Mr. Kenny next needs to form a coalition government, most likely with the Labour Party, which he said he intends to do over the next few days.
The new leader has also pledged to renegotiate an 85 billion euro bailout package from the International Monetary Fund and the European Union, with the goal of reducing the taxpayers' burden and restoring the nation's pride. Our respectful congratulations, Mr. Kenny and the Fine Gael party, in your election win. May your leadership serve the noble goals of the Irish people to flourish in dignity, prosperity, and peace.
More lives lost to H1N1 virus worldwide. As influenza activity in the U.S. continues to increase, the U.S. state of Oklahoma has reported 3 more deaths from the AH1N1 swine flu strain, raising the toll to 15 since September 2010. In Asia, Hong Kong hospitals announced 2 more swine flu fatalities on Thursday, February 24th, the latest of 22 victims in Hong Kong this year, while 3 more serious cases of the illness were confirmed within 2 days, with one patient in critical condition.
Just the week before, the Department of Health said that a 33-year-old man was Hong Kong's 10th patient to suffer from a strain of H1N1 with Tamiflu resistance. A 51-year-old woman in western Georgia became the 14th swine flu fatality in the South Caucasus country on February 21st. Also that day in Greece, officials warned that 12 people lost their lives to the H1N1 strain within 24 hours, raising the European nation's swine flu fatalities to 100 this season, with 127 more people hospitalized across Greece. Our appreciation for the health officials and personnel working to ease the suffering and stop the spread of swine flu as we send our sympathies for the lives that continue to be sacrificed to this disease. May the day come soon that such illnesses are no more as we turn away from the inhumane and unhygienic raising of livestock to adopt only wholesome vegan alternatives instead.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Silver Screen Excellence honored at France's César Awards. The prestigious 36th annual César Awards ceremony, held on Friday, February 25th in Paris, commemorated exemplary film achievements over the past year. Presiding at the event was Oscar-winning U.S. actress, director, and producer Jodie Foster as its first foreign president since 1993. Best Film Award went to Of Gods and Men, a drama inspired by actual events surrounding a group of Trappist monks abiding peacefully with their Muslim community in Algeria. During his acceptance speech, the film's director, Xavier Beauvoir, appealed for greater harmony among faiths. The Ghostwriter took home 4 awards, including Best Music, Best Editing, and Best Director, and Best Adapted Screenplay. The distinction for Best Actor went to Eric Elmos Nino for his lead role in the biographical production Gainsbourg, while Sarah Forestier was honored with Best Actress for her winning role in The Names of Love. Meanwhile, Oscar-nominated movie The Social Network claimed the César for Best Foreign Language Film. We join in congratulating all César nominees and honorees. May your gifted contributions to cinema continue to entertain and enrich the lives of audiences worldwide.
Save our planet. More sudden perishing of wildlife. Following a series of still mysterious deaths, as thousands of birds and fish were found perished in the United States and Europe, all occurring within days of one another, new mass fatality events have been reported in the past week. In the Ukraine, dozens of migrating blackbirds were found dead along a highway in Sevastopol, with no evidence yet of poisoning or an epidemic.
In the United States, both ducks and Canada geese were discovered sick, injured, or dead along the Lake Erie shore. Regional biologists report that the birds have been falling from the sky, then demonstrating difficulty with balance, coordination, and motor skills on land. Many perished soon after being rescued, with only a very small number recovering after some care. Another recent loss occurred when at least 43 lifeless dolphins were found within close succession of each other along the U.S. coasts of Mississippi and Alabama, many of them babies. The total is an alarming 12 times higher than the past 30-year average for this time of year, with a 2010 increase in fatalities before the major oil spill that further indicates another cause.
It saddens us to know of these further losses and suffering of our avian and mammal friends. We thank those working to understand and help the wild animals and pray that humanity responds with caring actions to restore the lives and balance of our co-inhabitants and the earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often spoken about the messages sent by the animals to caution humankind about how they are endangering the planet. As in response to a question during a February 9, 2011 video conference in the USA to help shed light on these distressing incidents.
There has been mass dying of animals reported in the United States and other part of the world during the past few months for the reason not completely explained. Such as the 2 million dead fish in Maryland, USA, 4,000 to 5,000 birds falling from the sky in Arkansas, USA, hundreds of dead birds in Italy, and 40,000 crabs on the beaches of England. A Chinese animal telepathic communicator spoke to one of the birds in Arkansas, USA, who said that they, the animal, had sought permission from God to sacrifice themselves in that way, and that they were doing it to awaken humans to the sad state of the environment. Master, is this true? And has it been impactful?
Yeah, it's true, and it's so sad, so sad. But the impact is not even enough. The human is still asleep in their habitual ways of life. This is a sad thing. Even if they cannot explain why the birds die, the fish die, they're still thinking of something else instead of spiritual way. Instead of asking themselves about their way of life, they'll be blaming on something else. I'm so sorry for these animals, but even then they die like this is still better than those who are raised in factory farming and die every day slowly, or being harassed or being tortured all their life. And I cannot believe that I am living in this kind of world, that humans are torturing, killing, harassing each other. And then torturing, killing, and harassing animals also. It seems beyond imagination that we as humans, the children of God, can be so blind, to reality, and so suppressing our own compassionate nature that we could even degrade ourselves into doing such kind of things and feeling okay about it. It's not okay at all. We are not civilized. Not civilized enough.
Save our planet. Speaking at a conference on emergency response to major disasters, Melbourne, Australia's Weather Bureau's climate monitoring chief, Dr. David Jones, warns of the likelihood that continued global warming will bring even more extreme flooding, storms, and severe cyclones.
Save our planet. Nearly 7,000 Philippine eco-advocates join in planting 64,096 trees within 15 minutes, setting a new Guinness World Record for the most trees planted at one time.
Save our planet. Formosan are Taiwanese Minister of Environmental Protection Administration, Stephen Xu Hung-shen, announces that product packaging waste decreased by 11,000 tons in 2010, thanks to the cooperation of manufacturers whose commitment helped achieve reduction goals.
Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life. It's a scrumptious, animal-free diet for us. Today's tip is for high school and college students. Scientists from the University of Chicago in the United States found that students scored better if they had a chance to write down their feelings and thoughts about the exam approximately 10 minutes before taking it. Give it a try! Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the globe.
World News, cereal banks help bring food security and empowerment to women in Niger. Established with the assistance of PLAN, a children's development organization, PLAN Niger utilizes cereal banks to ensure that families have enough food between harvests. The banks store grain and are managed by locally elected committees, mostly women. They are responsible for all aspects of operation, including sales, stock replenishment, security, and finance. PLAN Niger has helped 86 neighborhoods in the country in setting up the cereal banks, which sell food at lower than market price. Our earnest gratitude, PLAN Niger, for your dedication to ensuring sufficient food supplies for the kind-hearted citizens of your nation. May all individuals have abundant plant-based nourishment for prosperous futures on a sustainable earth.
In intercultural news, Spain and Russia agree to display each other's priceless artworks. Russia's Hermitage Museum will exhibit approximately 66 pieces from Spain's Prado Museum until May 29, 2011. In reciprocation, 170 artworks from the Hermitage will be shown at the Prado from November 8 until March 26, 2012. Masterpieces by Goya, Rembrandt, El Greco, Murillo, Velázquez, Rubens, Watteau, Cézanne, Renoir, Gauguin, and Matisse will be included in the unprecedented exchange. Our heartfelt appreciation rushes Hermitage Museum and Sprains Prado Museum on providing an opportunity for many individuals to see these amazing treasures of humanity. May great art expressions continue to give us a glimpse of the divinity inherent in all of God's creation. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting a Brazilian nonprofit which promotes respect for the precious lives of our animal co-inhabitants. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. Please stay tuned for more Praiseworthy News on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, smoothing news for a healing world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on the Brazilian news agency of animal rights, whose website has more than 200,000 visitors a month.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
News Agency of Animal Rights, or ANDA, is a Brazilian non-profit committed to disseminating information about creating a world of peace between all beings. Founded in 2008 by vegan journalist Ms. Silvana Andrade, ANDA's staff is made up of volunteers including writers, nutritionists, teachers and journalists. At the group's website www.anda.jor.br, 40 columnists contribute articles and interviews with approximately 200,000 visitors from 65 countries assessing the site each month.
ANDA has co-sponsored a number of free concerts with popular musicians expressing their love for our animal friends and planet in both words and song. Other festive events held by the organization include demonstrations of vegan food preparations and creative recycling workshops. ANDA has also joined with Sao Paulo's Federation of Cycling to inaugurate the fun First Cycle Tour for animals.
Ms. Andrade is the editor of the book Abolitionist Views, Ethics and Animal Rights, published in 2010, which contains articles by 21 authors, mostly Brazilian. Bravo, Ms. Silvana Andrade and News Agency of Animal Rights, on your devotion to our cherished animal friends. May you continue to share your compassionate and eco-protecting vision with as many people as possible, helping humanity's transition to a long-lasting era of peace. For their caring endeavors, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring News Agency of Animal Rights with the Shining World Compassion Award and $10,000 to support their noble work.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Hair Restoration.
The salesman say, "Hello, this friend with little hair. You are lucky to meet me. Try this hair restorer." So customer with very little hair say, "Is it effective?" The salesman say, "My hair was less than yours. Look how much hair I have got now. Believe it or not, when I comb my hair this morning carelessly, I dropped hair restorer on the comb and it became a brush."
And now for our viewers' hotline on climate change options and solutions on Supreme Master Television.
Very nice message. Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Dile from Bermuda.
Amiable Dile, it's good to hear from you. We pray that each world citizen heeds Supreme Master Ching Hai's wise guidance and immediately adopts the earth-saving vegan diet. May heaven abundantly bless you and all the gracious people of Bermuda.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you. Thanks for taking the time to write to us. Please help spread the veg trend to save our world. Love you and heaven's blessing. Ching Hai. Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in the glory of God.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Spanish President José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero embarks on a tour of Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, and Tunisia to further diplomatic relations and to show his support for the African nation's emerging democracy.
Following the implementation of the New START, or Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, between the United States and Russia, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for the Bureau of Arms Control, Verification and Compliance, Rose Gottmuller, announces plans for talks on further arms reductions.
Argentina's President Cristina Fernández Kirchner and Uruguayan President José Mujica meet to discuss bilateral relations and possible enhancement of trade opportunities to benefit the people of their nations.
As India and Pakistan prepare to restart peace talks, Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh affirms his nation's intent of friendship with Pakistan as he highlights the importance of a peaceful resolution to all of South Asia.
Chinese health officials announce plans to dispatch mobile clinics equipped with advanced medical instruments that will provide free cataract operations for some 11,000 less fortunate patients in the country's rural areas.
Receiving the new Paraguayan ambassador, Luis Domingo Laño, Haitian President René Préval extends his thanks to the government and people of Paraguay for helping Haiti in her post-quake rebuilding.
After Turbo, the Doberman canine from Florida, USA, fell into a canal and could not get out on his own, a nearby neighbor reported that dolphins in the water saved him by splashing to alert her so that she could rescue him safely and return him to his grateful caregivers.
In respect for life and to protect human rights, China amends her criminal law for the first time since 1979, removing the sentence of death penalty from an additional 13 crimes.
42nd U.S. President Bill Clinton urges the nation's farmers away from producing too many crops for biofuels, saying that energy independence is good, but not at the cost of conflict over food, as he encourages consideration of developing countries in need.
After climbing up and living for 2 weeks at the 72nd floor level of the Shard skyscraper in central London, UK, a lone fox is safely rescued and returned to nature in an area near his den and family.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.